Hello friends, welcome to Healing the Inner You, where your healing journey begins. Today I want to talk to you about healing journeys. We are also going to pray about healing journeys at the end. I want to take this time to acknowledge where you are and just give you a pat on your shoulder and say good job for everything that you have done. But I want you to know that we have a friend that stays closer than a brother. We have the Holy Spirit, who is our best friend. And we have Father God, who wants to go through this journey with us. So I want you to know that you are not alone in this. Every step of the way, you are learning, you are growing, and you are being transformed. As I look at this whole process, there are things that may have happened to each and every one of us. As we look at the homes where we were brought up, we look at the cultural differences, we look at the things that we were allowed to do and the things that we were not allowed to do. Everything that we went through either forms our foundation or it becomes the beginning of what may become lies in our lives. And so it's important to take time to really take a look at the things that you learned. Are there things that you want to unlearn? Are there things that you believed were a lie that you want Father God to reveal the truth of that matter? What were the challenges that you faced? And with those challenges, what was the result of those challenges? Were you resilient or did you find healing along the way for those things? So everyone has the ability to either reject the lie or accept it as their truth. But we all know that God's truth is what comes above every other truth that we may know of this world and everything else that we know of this world. So in this time, I also want to say that obedience is greater than sacrifice. We know that God requires us to be obedient in the things that we do. And so I want to take this time to ask you, friends, do you have any family secrets? Because family secrets are usually something that lead to shame, and it also becomes something that makes it difficult for you to open up to friendships. It becomes something that makes it hard for you to even share what is going on with you. You then create walls. And so it's important to identify if this is you, if you have any levels of trauma. It's important to know, because if you have levels of trauma or any type of abuse that took place, you may need time to heal. And so that's why with every healing journey, it's different, because everyone comes with different things that they've had to believe, whether it's lies, whether it's trauma, whether it is generational things, and whether it is a personal sin or generational sin. And also we look at, are we trying to control situations? Are we trying to be rebellious without even knowing it? Sometimes those things can put us in a position where we become our little gods. Instead of relying on God, we then start to rely on ourselves, and God doesn't want that for us. God wants us to submit ourselves to Him. And so we find that those things make it difficult for us to heal, because we find ourselves trying to do things our own way rather than what God wants of us. And we may even have situations where we've asked God to heal us in a certain area, and God has tried to convict us. And so when God convicts us, we have to be willing to change, and we have to be willing to grow and do things God's way, because He knows everything and He sees everything. And also, friends, what are the things that would put you in bondage? If God says not to do something and you keep doing it, that's because God knows what you need and what you don't need. And even though you may see someone else doing it, doesn't mean that it's right. So not every thing that may look good may be good for you and may be a God thing for you. So it's always important to identify what those things are in order to heal. And so as I look at this, I also think about word curses. When we think about word curses, if you grew up in a home that maybe it was difficult for you to say what you really need to say, if you had no voice, if you spoke negatively to each other, you may have along the way started believing in things that made you say things that resulted in word curses. It can also be vows. If you grew up in poverty, then maybe you find yourself in situations where you probably said, I never want to be poor. I never want to get married to a poor man. And so in that moment, you may have created a vow. And so most of the time, we may make promises as a result of how our childhood presents itself. But God doesn't want that for us. God wants us to depend on Him so that He can help us in every situation. And so it's not where we started, but it's where we are. At this moment, if you find yourself saying, that was me, I did some of those things, I want to encourage you that it's not too late. You serve a God who loves you and a God who from the beginning of time knew you before you were in your mother's womb. So if He loved you even before you knew of Him, how much more can He love you now? He sees everything, He knows everything, and He is with you through everything that you go through. So you know that He loves you unconditionally, and He wants you to be rooted and grounded in His love. Okay, so as we look at this, we have things that we learn along the way as a result of healing journeys. You cannot ignore what's in front of you. When God puts things on the surface of your heart and He starts showing you the things that you need to change or the things that He wants you to adapt to, it doesn't mean that everything that you did, you have to throw away. There are some things that may be good within your foundation, but there's also some things that may not be good for your foundation. So God wants to be able to help you to heal, but to also have a healthy view of how you see yourself and others and even Him. Because how many know that when we go through things, we find ourselves in situations where we start to blame God for the things that He didn't do, but He knows everything. So I'm glad that we serve a God who is wiser than our wisest. So when He reveals things to us, we know that He knows the end. And so we can trust Him in helping us to heal and addressing those layers. Because as we learn about those layers, we find out that maybe, for example, there's a generational sin that occurred as a result of rejection. And so if that rejection was just your parents, and then now you learned on those things based on what you saw and how you saw people react. And if you took part in this, then you may find yourself also being involved in that rejection. So it becomes two layers, your personal agreement to it, and then your family agreement to it. So God wants to break that down and to allow you to see yourself in the way that he sees you, in that it's you being accepted. So it may even be a situation where you did not know how to love yourself or others because you may have grown up in a household where you were not taught to love. But we know that we serve a God of love, a God who is love, and he gives us that commandment to love. So if you find yourself saying, I don't know how to love others well because I didn't have anyone that loved me well enough, God has the answer. He is there, and he wants you to be able to submit that burden to him because he is with you in the journey. And so in this, we learn in the healing journey that it's important to learn to hear God, because as we learn to hear God, we are able to see that he is talking every step of the way throughout the day. He's talking to us in our dreams. He's correcting us. He's instructing us. He's teaching us new things. We also learn even through visions. He may whisper something to us. He may talk to us even through nature and any other means, because we serve a God that is not limited, right, by anything. So we also learn that we have to pay attention to that. Pay attention to what he's teaching us. If you have a journal, it may be good for you to take note of those things so that you can do your part. Because as God imparts wisdom and revelation to you, he is empowering you to do what he is saying to you, whether it be in the dreams or visions or any other way. We also see how through the healing journey, we're not on our own, because we have the Holy Spirit who is our best friend. When we do the things that do not bring healing to us, he is grieved very quickly. So when we choose to ask him to be our best friend, he is able to lead us. He is able to guide us, and he's able to show us the way in which we should go. And so we have to be patient with ourselves in knowing that the healing journey takes time, and that Rome wasn't built in one day, and that we know that when he shows us things, we have to try to learn them right away and not ignore them, because as he shows us, then it allows us to heal. But when we ignore the things that he is saying, then it takes a while. And also we learn that when we choose to do things his way, we're being doers and hearers of the word. So that helps us tremendously. Okay. And so as we look further into this, there are things that prevent us from healing. And some of those things are rebellion and control. We know that rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. When we choose to do things our own way, then we are moving away from God, and we're choosing to be little gods, or even relying on anything or anyone that is not God to be the ruler of our lives. And so it's important, instead of rebellion, to choose obedience. And in also just choosing to do what he says, you know, because when we fail to do that, we fail to adapt, and we're living in disobedience. And as a result, we end up choosing toxic behaviors and choices. So when we learn to depend on him and to rely on him, he's willing to show us what's good for us and what's not good for us. And one of the important things that I learned along the way is that every day it's important to really take inventory of areas, whether it's I have found myself in resentment or unforgiveness or bitterness, because How many know that it's these three things that I mentioned are like a sneaky snake? You may find yourself in situations where you're loving on people and you say, hang on a minute, why am I feeling this way? And so we have to have a heart that is ready to repent at all times, because God wants us to repent and He wants us to love people well. So we have to be willing to do things God's way. And when it's hard, we have to give that burden to God, because only He knows the burden that is in our heart. So each and every time, we have to give our heart to God 100%. We have to be consistent in what we do, in spending time with Him each and every day, because as we depend on Him, He is able to reveal these things to us that no person can reveal to us. Only He knows, because only He knew us before the beginning of time. So as we look at this, I want to really encourage you, friends, that our takeaway with this is that we have to keep God first. We have to keep Him first, because He's a jealous God. And it begins when we establish our relationship with Him. So when we have a relationship with Him, we're able to have intimacy. And He has the keys to our heart. So He knows what we need and what we don't. And we know that as we go through this healing process, we will not compare ourselves to others, because we know that God is working in each and every one of us in different ways, because our healing journeys are different because of the layers in which we have gone through different things, like rejection, different things, you know, within our foundation growing up, who we grew up around, and the gaps in which we were taught things or were not taught things will always be different. And so we have to go to Him. And another thing that's important is choosing healthy friendships, because they have the ability to hold you accountable and speak truth to you. And they're able to caution you if they see you doing something that you shouldn't. And my prayer is that you find friends that will also pray for you. We know that it is important for us to have friends that are always praying for us, because that is something that is fundamental in our Christian faith. As we also look at this, we look at letting go of things that consume our time, our energy, and the things that go against God's will. Many times it's easy to do the things that we think is good, but it's not always God's will for us. As I was looking at this, I was thinking of the example with watching the things that do not please God. That's not God's will for us. So as we do those kinds of things, we're stepping out of alignment with God's will for our lives. And so it's important to always identify the areas in which you need to grow, the areas you need to change, and the areas that you need to work on. You know what your needs are. You know what God has convicted you about. And so while the world offers quick fixes to what things should be, you know what you need to heal from and the things that you need to let go. And you also know that you have to rely on God every step of the way. And so I'm thinking about the scripture that comes from Galatians 5. I think it's important to read Galatians 5 because it is our measuring stick, one of our measuring sticks for what God requires of us as we look at the differences between the works of the flesh and the fruit of the Spirit. When we look at the works of the flesh, Galatians 5:19 starts off as, "The acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, self-ambition, dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God." So we have a warning there on the things that do not please God. And so it is important that we do some reflection and take inventory of those things as we use the Bible to help us. And we also pay attention to what God is saying to us. We also look at the fruits of the Spirit in Galatians 5. The fruit of the Spirit includes love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Okay, it says, "Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit, and let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other." I know that this may feel like it's a lot, but as we learn to depend on God each and every day and taking time with Him, He is able to guide us, and we are also able to feel strengthened when we take time to read the Word, to worship, and to pray without ceasing, as those things help us to stay in His presence. All right, friends, so I've shared a couple of things with you today, and I've left you with some questions. I've also asked you what areas in your life that you need to take inventory on. And I've also left you with the assignment to read the scripture, which is Galatians 5. And at this time, I want to lead you in this prayer so you can repeat after me, and we will be able to end this. This is the healing journey prayer. God, I thank you that you go before me. You know what I need, and there is nothing about my healing journey that catches you by surprise. You know what I've been through, the mistakes, the hurt, and the pain, the healing and deliverance I need, the things I did not know or experienced as a child. I ask that you teach me and you father me in the areas where I need to grow. I surrender to your will. Holy Spirit, I give you permission to lead me, to guide me, correct me, and convict me. My goal is to be whole and to become more like you and fully become who you created me to be. I pray for fresh eyes and ears and a heart that is stayed on you, and I look forward to partnering with you. Thank you in advance for the revelation, transformation, and maturity. Thank you for being the God of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, friends, I thank you for this beautiful time together. And I pray that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. All right. Have a blessed day.